time for your SportsEdge.com sideline report with Todd Griffin. Talking sports and more here on 1580 103.3 WPKY and worldwide at WPKYonline.com. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
Good morning, everyone. The sideline report is on the air from 1035 West Main Street in Princeton, the WPKY studios. Thanks a lot for tuning in this morning. Got a big show coming up. A little bit later on, we'll talk soccer with Caldwell County head coach Cesar Tamaro, so stick around for that. We're going to start the day talking football. Caldwell County coaches Aaron McClung and Bradley Stallings in the studio with us, and we'll do that right after this here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
At Caldwell Medical Center, caring for your family is at the heart of what they do, offering family practice, internal medicine, and pediatric services to handle your health needs. From wellness exams and vaccinations to the treatment of various health conditions, their comprehensive care keeps you covered. Don't travel for quality health care. Find everything your family needs with Caldwell Medical Associates Family Practice Clinic, right here, close to home. Find more information at caldwellmedical.com.
Ready for road trips, school runs, or a weekend in the city? Trice Hughes has just what you need. Check out their huge selection of new and certified pre-owned Chevrolet, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram vehicles, all ready for your next adventure. Their friendly team treats you like family from the second you walk in and keeps you rolling with top-notch service every visit. Cruise into Trice Hughes in Princeton, where the perfect ride and true care come together for every journey.
High school juniors and seniors, are you ready to take control of your financial future? First Southern National Bank is excited to highlight the Give, Save, and Spend course offered through Asbury University. This hands-on course teaches practical money management skills, including how to give generously, save regularly, and spend wisely. It's the perfect way to prepare for life ahead. Registration is now open on the Asbury University website. Don't miss this opportunity to build financial confidence that lasts a lifetime.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Henry Ford once said, stopping advertising to save money is like stopping your watch to save time. Advertising is an investment. At WPKY, we get it. While most businesses want to advertise, sometimes it can be tough to budget. That's why we are proud to offer options through our Big Deals program. If you have products our listeners want, you can pay for advertising with gift certificates to your business. Want details? Call WPKY and ask for Heather today. Or email hriley at wkdzradio.com. That's hriley at wkdzradio.com.
We are back on the sideline report here at 1580 103.3 WPKY. Again, good morning. Thanks for joining us on the show this morning, the sideline report. I'll probably call it Saturday morning quarterback at some point because Tiger football coaches Aaron McClung and Bradley Stallings are in the studio with us this morning. And Coach McClung, how's practice going for you guys?
It's going well. It's a lot of preseason stuff. You know, we've just gotten to where we can put shoulder pads on. We've done a lot of 7-on-7 in the last week, and we're going to finish that up tonight. So I'm going to be honest, I'm really looking forward to Monday. We're going to do 7-on-7 tonight. We're going to practice in the morning tomorrow, and I'm sure the kids are going to be tired, but we need to get used to getting up and going in the morning because starting Monday, two-a-days start, and no more 7-on-7, and we're going to be in short helmet and shoulder pads, and it's going to be real football practice. Yeah. So I'm looking forward to getting a lot of the stuff you got to get out of the way. You know, we've been wrapping up some fundraisers, and we have a big fundraiser Saturday with the Meet the Tigers banquet. What I ask everybody that wants to come out, come on out, and you're going to hear a great speaker, one of the best all-time players here, and I'm going to introduce all the kids and talk about every kid on the team, and then we're going to have an auction of some really good sports memorabilia, and we're going to hopefully make some money to spend on our football team, and then on Monday we're going to get to it. Got a good group of kids out. Got quite a bit more out than we had last year. I think we're going to end up hitting about 45 kids on the team this year. Got a really good crop of young kids. Freshman class looks like it's going to have about 10 or 11 kids in it, which may not sound like a lot, but there's some pretty good young talent in that group. Got a good senior class this year that has been through a lot that can hopefully lead these kids. And, you know, I feel really good about it. I don't predict records or scores or anything like that, but I got a good feeling about this group, and I feel like that we're moving in a real positive direction. And, you know, I'm looking forward to those Friday nights, Don.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys coming in this morning. Bradley, we've talked about the 7-on-7s a little bit, and you guys have had 3 so far, another one tonight. What do you kind of learn at the 7-on-7s?
Well, I think, you know, Coach McClung and the rest of us, we've talked about this a lot and talked about it with our kids. You know, 7-on-7, it has its purpose. You know, but like Coach McClung was saying there, football changes when you put pads on and you introduce the run game and you introduce it. I mean, that becomes the real deal.
Yeah,
so
the blocking and tackling,
right?
Makes a
you
difference.
Know, yeah, you know, the blocking and tackling, the fundamentals of football make a little bit of a difference. Yes, but you know, you learn kids that can be coached, kids that are coachable, kids that can adjust on the fly, kids that can learn from one you know game to the next, and even one date to the next. That's kind of what you learn from our kids, and I think our kids have gotten better. I'm a lot like Aaron here. I'm 7-on-7 has its purpose, but you know Friday nights will be hands on.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
You know I'm kind of ready like he is to get to tomorrow and Monday and install a bunch of the stuff that we're going to be doing.
But if we have seen one thing from 7-on-7, it's that we have potential for big play capability this season.
I think so, yes. And we did last year. I think that was evident with the group of skill kids we had last year. You know, we lost several of our receiving core and our F. You know, I mean, we lost a lot of kids last year that had a lot of production, if you look at a stat line. Mm-hmm. But we kind of thought we had some guys coming in, a couple new ones, and then some returners that when they got their shot, they were, you know, they would have to learn. You know, you don't get experience unless you get experience. So they would have to get in, and that's another good thing that this 7-on-7 gives to kids, you know, athletes that need a little bit of that experience that's close to game-like against somebody else. That's a good thing, and we've benefited from that greatly. So I think we do have big play potential. I don't think we can rely on that all year long. I think we have to be able to, you know, grind the ball, run the football. And I know Aaron and I have talked about that a lot, and we've worked on that a lot, you know, just he and I in the offseason, sitting down and planning, and now we've got to put it into practice.
Well, it certainly helps that you have a quarterback back that has gone through a couple of seasons now and should be pretty familiar with everything that's going on the field.
Right, and he's getting there. You know, like I said, you see experience. You cannot simulate game speed in practice. So 7-on-7 does help with that, because you know when you're playing another team, they don't want you to score.
Yeah.
So they're going to go 100%. You know, you just can't you can't tackle and hit. So that's helped. You know, Daylon's worked on it. He's worked on his craft. He's continuing to get better. His top side is high. It's high. And you know, he's a good kid. He's a yes sir kid. He comes to practice. He works. He gets after it. And that top side is high. You know, we're working on some things right now that every quarterback works on. I don't care who you are. You know, a quarterback in modern football, a lot of it's timing, going through the correct reads, having pre-snap. And, you know, that's everything. And he's continuing to work on that, and he's going to get better, and he is getting better, and we're looking forward to what he can do. But, you know, it's like I told him, you know, as a quarterback, your job is just to deliver the goods on time.
Yeah.
And that's it. And not let the other guys make plays in space. So, yeah, it's good to have a returner, that's for sure.
Aaron, what kind of season are you kind of expecting? Do you think you'll have to rely on the offense a little more early in the season as maybe the defensive guys figure out a new game plan a little bit?
Well, I don't really know yet. You know, you think we return a lot of our kids up front, return a lot of good linemen and Daylon, which that's a good place to build. So, but we're installing a new defensive package. Coach Burgett's here now, and he's putting in some new defensive stuff. And, you know, we had some busts early on, but the kids seem to be picking it up right now. I expect us to be more aggressive defensively. I expect us to get after the quarterback, blitz a little bit more, be a little bit more multiple in the secondary. And, you know, the kids are picking it up pretty quick. And, you know, I think we could be pretty solid on both sides of the ball. I want to be able to rely on both sides of the ball. So I don't really – I'm not really sure yet with all of our young kids. You know, I know what I'm going to get out of a kid like Daylon. I know what I'm going to get out of a kid like Cam Wilson on the offensive side. But we've got some young kids that we're kind of intrigued to see what we're going to get out of them. You know, Colson Maddox is playing football again. and he's looked really good. So I'm really intrigued on what he's going to look like when we put pads on. Got a couple young kids that have really impressed us in 7-on-7. Yeah, Markway Coleman, who's a freshman, and he's got some skills. Marquise Wilson is out playing again, and he's 6'3", 6'4", wide receiver, and he's a pretty skilled kid. And Drew Stevens has been playing some offense for us. He's caught several balls, and we've found some kids that we feel like can do some things at the skill positions. We're just a little inexperienced at the skill positions. And defensively, a lot of those same kids are, we're going to play kids both ways. And right now, Daylon's playing a lot of free safety, but I think about defensively, we got Jack Roach over there. We know what we're going to get out of him. We know what we're going to get out of Carter Bedell and Cam Wilson and Duke Ward and, those guys. And we got some young guys that we're looking to step up. We're looking at Donovan Rogers is contributing this year and some of those guys in the secondary. And, it's just a lot of questions right now that, we hope to get answered over the next 3 weeks. One thing that it's a kind of a new problem for us, and it's a good problem, is we got depth. We got some more depth, so we're gonna have to make some decisions about playing time and what roles people play, and that's a good problem to have when you develop a more competitive culture, and that's what we're probably gonna have more of this year. There may be some people unhappy at times, but you're just going to have to prove yourself in practice to earn that time on the game field for games.
What can you tell us about the changes on the defensive side from last season to this season as far as schemes go?
Well, we're still going to be based out of an odd front. You're going to see a lot of Duke Ward playing nose guard, who, if you don't know Duke Ward, he's really an amazing kid. He's a real leader. He's not very big, but he is strong and explosive and, smart and just a top-notch kid to be around. And, he has no fear. He went against those 6'7", 6'8", dudes from Murray High, and he's in their face, and he's playing hard. So look for him to have a big year. He's going to play nose guard. But we'll be multiple up front. We'll play some odd front. We got Jack Roach in there, linebacker. He's going to play kind of the quarterback of the offense, of the defense, and do a lot of communication through there. And he's made a bunch of tackles in his career. If he has a really good season, there's a chance he could eclipse 400 career tackles, which that's a pretty big accomplishment. Cam Wilson, who's going to play one of the other linebackers, and he can get after the quarterback. We'll probably see him coming off the edge a little bit. Derek Wilson is going in his third year as a starter, and he's making a lot of plays on offense too. But the two Wilsons and Jack Roach are kind of anchoring our linebacking core. And Carter Bedell is going to get a full season. He got started late last year. I expect him to make a bunch of plays at the defensive line this year. So, we don't have a ton of experience, but I feel like we got a lot of good kids and, a lot of kids that are really hungry this year to do something.
How much do the 7-on-7s help you defensively as far as the secondary getting some work?
Well, it helps a ton because, in 7-on-7, everybody's just slinging it every play, throwing it deep a lot. And, what it does is it exposed some of our problems and told us what we need to work on. We've improved our communication in the secondary. That's really big in what we're trying to do now in the secondary is communication. Kids have to read routes more, and it's helped us work out a lot of those kinks. So it's definitely helped us more because, you don't have a pass rush to save you in 7-on-7. So if you have a bust, you get exposed. So, it's been good for us.
Who will you guys see over at Madisonville tonight at 7-on-7?
We'll see Madisonville, obviously, Ohio County, and Christian County, I believe. It'll be us four. So we've already seen Christian in Madisonville, and so we'll get to see Ohio County. And we'll play Madisonville varsity. We didn't play them varsity Tuesday night because we knew we were coming over here on Thursday.
But those are teams that you don't see during the regular season anymore.
No, so. We don't play any of them during the regular season. And that makes for better 7-on-7 because when you don't play people in the regular season, you'll just show everything.
Yeah.
You're not afraid that you might show something that you want to use on a Friday. So, yeah, it'll be good for us.
We're talking this morning with Kaawa County football coaches Aaron McClung and Bradley Stallings. We need to get to a timeout here on the Sideline Report, but we'll come back and have more after this on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Bollinger Real Estate and Auction has made it their mission to build strong relationships in Caldwell County. If an auction is something necessary in your future, allow the Bollinger team to help you.
Hey, sports fans, you wouldn't want your favorite sports team to play only offense or defense. When it comes to insurance, why settle for someone that can handle only your auto policy? At Goodwin Insurance, they take care of all your insurance needs. You deserve someone that provides comprehensive coverage and is working alongside you in your community. Contact them today for a quote.
Goodwin Insurance of Princeton, Cadiz, or Marion, or online at insurewithgoodwin.com.
Why support local?
Product knowledge. Because local businesses know their customers, they can easily adjust their inventories to include the goods and services local people want to buy.
The Edge Media Group urges you to support local every chance you get.
You only turn 130 once, and Fredonia Valley Bank is pulling out all the stops. This remarkable journey is a testament to the community and the cherished customers, so they are shouting out a huge thank you. And what better way to show gratitude than with monthly giveaways? Stay in the loop for your chance to grab some amazing prizes. Stay tuned with us. Follow Fredonia Valley Bank on Facebook and Instagram, or pop into either location for a visit. Here's to winning and celebrating together.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm Stephanie, manager of Purcell Tire. We offer a wide variety of options to keep your vehicle running smooth. We are now offering our car care package that includes oil and filter change, tire rotation and tread depth check, brakes, battery, belts, and hoses check. Call us today at 270-365-7291. Come see us at 309 U.S. Highway 62 West in Princeton, or visit us online at PurcellTire.com.
Boy, it's hot, but I've got even hotter savings at the Big Deal Store.
Today, save big with Humes Jewelers.
Click Big Deals at our website for Santa's Summer Splash Savings.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580 103.3 WPKY. Thanks for tuning in this morning. Talking football with Kaawa County coaches Aaron McClung and Bradley Stallings this morning. Glad they could come in and be in the studio with us. And were you guys big Ozzy Osbourne fans, Coach McClung?
Yeah, I loved Ozzy, man. I don't see how anybody that grew up in the 80s didn't love Ozzy Osbourne.
Yeah, tough news this week that he died at the age of 76, but Bradley got to have a great big send-out with that last concert, and
That was neat. I went back and watched some clips of that.
Did you?
I saw a meme last night, made me chuckle when I was going to bed. It was one of those TikToks. It said, "I got to rethink life. Ozzy Osbourne outlived Richard Simmons."
Yeah.
About this exercise thing. But, those guys, it's a generation that's moving on, I think. But anyway, I don't know how, if you didn't grow up in the 80s, 70s, 80s, and early 90s, if you didn't at least hear Black Sabbath and Ozzy.
Well, at this point, how many musicians are bigger celebrities than maybe Ozzy Osbourne? Because it surprised me that Fox News cut into its regular programming and had an update when Ozzy died, and they spent 40 minutes talking about him, and then they came back later and spent another 20 minutes, and I'm like, for a guy that was kind of, metal was kind of a niche.
Yeah, well, then he did a reality show, and everybody knows him.
Everybody knows who he is, but... just surprised, and I couldn't think of any other musicians off the top of my head that would maybe garner that much attention, except maybe a Paul McCartney.
Right.
I think he's in his 80s and still touring and doing shows, and the Rolling Stones, Mick Jagger's 81 or 82, and amazing that I feel like the Rolling Stones had a farewell tour back in the 80s.
Yeah,
and here they are still going.
Yeah,
they're kind of like the Alabama of rock and roll. They've had ending tours forever. You talking about that made me chuckle when you said that about Ozzy. People our age and knowing Ozzy, I think really I'd heard Ozzy and that kind of stuff. But when you say that, my mind goes back to my freshman year of high school when we go to weightlifting and Jason Asher and Randall Baker and Andy Davis and those linemen that were a year ahead of me, they always had on Black Sabbath and War Pigs every day lifting weights. So, you know, that and you know, that was one of the things, I don't know, that I'll always remember and always think about. So, you know, that's just one of the things of culture that we had growing up that transcended a decade. You know, that was the 70s and early 80s, and there we were in the mid-90s listening to that.
Yeah.
So, you know, and I don't know that this generation gets this, like we did, where, you know, the culture was so organized back then a little bit more than it is now with, you know, social media and that kind of stuff. So it is kind of special. I don't know that it'll be repeated like that.
Well, who knew, though, that back in the 70s when Black Sabbath started, that 50 years later we'd still be talking about them and everybody would still be listening to them.
True enough.
Yeah. So bad news, but at the same time, what a run by Ozzy. And,
oh, legendary career.
Yeah. And, you know, from a sports standpoint, you can't go to a sporting event without hearing Crazy Train 1,000 times during the game. So
I'm pretty sure that's our kickoff song, yeah, I think, every Friday night.
So there you go. Well, back to football. Coach McClung, what are you guys working on now as you try to get ready for that first scrimmage at Greenwood and the first regular season game at Hopkins County Central, which is about 4 weeks away now?
Well, you know, we're getting ready to – the linemen have already been in shoulder pads, so everybody else will put on shoulder pads in the morning. So, you know, it's time to start getting ready for the physical part of the game. You know, we're going to work on we're going to have more normal practices where we're just working on us. We're not throwing so much 7-on-7. We're going to start working on a lot of blocking and a lot of getting off blocks. Tackling, we'll start working on a lot of tackling stations. That'll become a daily routine in practice and start getting ready for the real part of football, which is the physical part. And so kids got to get used to contact. And, you know, it's not just about running routes and catching balls. You got to catch it, and then you got to get ready to get up the field or you're going to get hit. So, you know, that's the part we're getting ready for. You know, we're going to spend all next week getting ready for that aspect. And then Friday we're going to put on full pads in the morning. That'll be our first full padded practice and probably have a little scrimmage amongst ourselves. And then we're in the first week of scrimmages. So yeah.
Those two scrimmages against Greenwood and Apollo should really help you figure mm-hmm. some things out.
Yeah, both are big 5A schools and going to be big physical teams. Greenwood returns a lot of their size. They got beat by Graves County in the playoffs last year, and they got a lot of big kids, physical style of football. They kind of run a wing T. They're in the gun, but they run wing T, run game. And then Apollo, we played them the last few years, so we'll go up there, and they have a really good quarterback, Max Johnson, that we're going to have to contain. They're going to throw the ball, and they'll be physical. They're always physical. So those will be two really good tests for us as we get ready for that first real game against Hopkins Central.
A lot has been made about the new schedule this year, but Bradley, no matter who you play, you got to go out and take care of business.
That's right, and it's, you know, one game at a time. You know, I think, you know, some of the things that we were taught growing up and – you know, it holds true that we were taught this for a reason. Everybody's 0-0, and, you know, it's a fresh season, and everybody's got great anticipation going into the season. And, you know, we have to do a good job of coaching our kids in the next few weeks and getting them ready, you know. And so that's where everybody is right now, and everybody's looking at, you know, the 2025 season with great anticipation and success in their eyes. And so, you know, we've got to get to work and get our kids ready. You know, that's our job, and that's what we'll set about doing.
But Hopkins Central remembers us beating them here last year, and Coach McClung, sometimes that's pretty good motivation when you've lost to somebody.
Yeah, we played really well last year against them first game, and, you know, we felt like 2 years ago we let that one slip away from us, so the kids were really motivated in that game. We played really well defensively. I think we had 7 or 8 interceptions in that game, so I'm sure Hopkins Central is going to be motivated to get the Mike Seibert trophy back. And they always seem to play well over at their place. So I expect that to be a good test for us to start the season.
Well, definitely a different look to the schedule this year, though.
Yeah, it's you know, we play our district games. We have 5 district games. Then we play all 3A teams. We play the entire 3A First District, I believe, and then we play Marshall County. So it's a different schedule, and I'm not going to lie. You know, it's an easier schedule than we played last year. So, you know, what it does is it actually makes the pressure more on us, I feel like, because I don't want to hear the schedule as an excuse anymore. You know, it actually, you know, we don't play as many big schools and we're not as overmatched. So the pressure is actually on us to go out and win these games.
Well, a couple of those games got thrust upon you because Todd County Central and Fort Campbell came into the district. Mm-hmm. So half of your schedule now is district games.
And I like that. I like to not have to to make as many opponents. So a lot of the 3A teams we already played. In Murray we already played, and they moved up to 3A, so it was pretty easy just to keep them on the schedule. So we're going to play them on Halloween to finish the season. And, you know, Marshall County is close, so we were able to get them on our schedule. And I believe that's all the new people.
Is everyone in the district still chasing Mayfield?
Oh, yeah. Mayfield has three, you know, kids that have a chance to be All-State. The Kirby kid, Hoover kid, and the England kid are probably three of the top players in 2A. But, you know, they graduated kids just like we did, and that they, you know, they expect to be better this year. But, you know, we're better. I hope that we're going to be better. And, you know, we see them, I believe we see them week seven. And hopefully that we'll be tuned up for that game. And we play them here. And, you know, the way the district works out, we have a good RPI, put together a good record. Hopefully we'll get to play them again. You know, win or lose, there's still a likely chance you play them again. You know, and even strangely enough, you could play each other we could play each other in the state championship if we were lucky enough to get that far. So that's what the RPI sets up. So, you know, you just got to play your best every week and go out and go 1-0 every week. And that's really our goal. When people ask me about the schedule, they say, well, what kind of record do you think you have? And I say, well, I just want to go 1-0. That's every week. I just want to go 1-0.
And, you know, Todd, the thing about – we've talked about this a lot, and Coach McClung and I and the other coaches, you know, the thing about our schedule, it seems like when you look back with what everybody has returning, everybody's going to be better.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like they stayed the same. You know, every team's gotten a little bit more experience and a little bit better. You know, so – I don't think you can just look and say, all right, in 2024, this is what it was, so now you should be this. That's not the case. Every one of those teams has, you know, gotten better because they're going to have more experience. Now, they graduated some. You know, some of those teams graduated some key players, just like we did. We graduated some key players. So, you know, we've got to get better. So, you know, you do look at it. It is a more, you know, quote-unquote traditional Caldwell County schedule, I believe. But everybody on that schedule that's returning has gotten better. I mean, you look at Fort Campbell, all those kids that we played last year in the playoffs, they've got them all coming back. Mm-hmm. You know, Trigg County, they've got all those kids coming back, plus the young man that was hurt last year, he is now back. That was one of their key athletes on the field that they didn't have when we played them. So all of those teams have gotten a little bit better. So, you know, we kind of got to keep that in mind too. So we have to get better. We've gotten better as well. So we have to keep that in mind going into 2025.
You look at those district matchups, though, and there's some big rivalries in the district.
Yeah, and I mean, it kind of adds a little more to it. I mean, it just does. I don't think you can shy away from it. I mean, you have to play it as it's the next game. I mean, that's the way it is. But, you know, I think, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, I think our longest running consecutive rivalry is Trigg County. Right?
Oh, yeah.
So you have that. That's now a district game, you know. And
We've played them every year that Caldwell County has been a school.
Yes.
And 1 year twice.
So, you know, I mean, now that's a district game. You know, Fort Campbell, which for decades was a district game.
It was the game
a lot of years. A lot of years is now back. You know, in the mid-90s, when Mayfield went down to 1A, Fort Campbell became the main game to see who won that district for, you know, 3 or 4 years in a row there. So, you know, that's back as a district game. So, yeah, I mean, it's kind of harkens back to, you know, yesteryears, whatever they call it. But, yes, we have to keep that in mind too.
Tough to believe that it's been almost 30 years since we played Todd County Central.
Yes, it has been. And
I've never been there.
Never really?
Been
wow.
Never played Todd.
So, yes, you know, I think if that was, I'm pretty sure it would have been 96, which would have been my junior year. I think we played them here. Mm-hmm. And that was the last time we played them, I think. After that, I don't think we played them.
I can't remember the last time, somewhere around there. I do remember one year Gerald Fuqua was a freshman, and we opened the season at Todd County Central, and I think we got beat like 19-3.
We did.
And the next week, Gerald was in the starting lineup, and we beat Marshall County that week.
Yes, so. We did. That would have been my sophomore year. And you were talking to the quarterback that threw, I think, 2 or 3 picks that first game, which contributed to that
and
loss.
A couple of touchdowns,
That's very vivid.
So the
next week against Marshall County, we did pull off that upset. Marshall County had a very good team that year. You know, Coach Shelton, that group he coached, and man, they were tough. That Marshall County team, when you played them, man, they were tough.
Well, they had almost beaten Mayfield the week before.
Yes, they did. And so I just remember how hard-nosed Marshall County always would be when we played them, and they were big even then. You know, there's only four classes back then, so they were 4A, so they were playing, you know, the biggest of the biggest across the state. So sometimes they ran into some problems in their district, but my goodness, they were tough. And Todd County had some athletes. They've always had athletes. So I'm sure they'll field some athletes against us this year too.
Coach McClung, you mentioned earlier you've got the kickoff banquet, the Meet the Tigers, coming up on Saturday, and a great speaker lined up for that as well.
Yeah, Sindelar will be really good. You know, he asked Coach Riley what to talk about, and I said, you just tell some stories, you know. Sindelar, you know, those were crazy years. We were there's a lot of good stories about Coach Barnes from those years, and a lot of great players played on those teams. So just talk about your experiences, and people will listen to that kind of stuff. It's hard to believe that's 10 or 12 years ago.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like it was that long ago. So it'll be good to hear about those. And it's always good to talk about Coach Barnes' memories, you know. So his legacy here will never be forgotten, you know. And to those guys that played for him, you know, come out and hear Elijah talk about Coach Barnes, I think he'll have some interesting stories.
Not every team can have a Kentucky Mr. Football come back and talk at their banquet.
Yeah.
And a Hall of Famer, a Caldwell County Football Hall of Famer.
Yeah. He was a great player. He's a great guy, and I'm sure he'll have a very encouraging message.
Well, appreciate you guys coming in and being on the show this morning. Coach, what's up next for the football team, and what are you doing now to get ready for the season?
Well, we got 7-on-7 tonight, practice at 7 a.m. in the morning, and then 2-a-days next week. We'll be practicing every morning at 7 a.m. and then 5 o'clock in the evening. So it's getting real, Todd.
Yep. It's getting real hot, too. Yeah. So you guys need to stay cool.
Yeah.
Appreciate you guys coming in this morning.
Thank you, Todd.
Caldwell County football coaches Aaron McClung and Bradley Stallins in the studio with us this morning. Stay with us. More on the Sideline Report after this here on 1580 103.3. WPKY.
Stallins Auto Sales has an excellent reputation for providing quality cars at great prices. Stop by 1944 West 7th Street, Hopkinsville today. Stallins Auto Sales, your trusted source for used cars.
I'm Jeff McDaniels, financial advisor with InvestFB. My favorite part of what we do is helping clients realize that doing small things consistently can add up to bigger successes down the road.
Success on the basketball court is a lot like that. If you do enough little things right, your chances of winning improve.
Travis, I could not have said that better. Having a great team around you can't hurt either.
Yes, sir. Everyone needs someone to hold the ladder when cutting down the nets.
This is a paid testimonial. The provider has received or will receive compensation paid by the Farmers Bank and Trust Company. The individual providing this testimonial is a current client of InvestFB Wealth Management and does not have additional conflicts of interest. The testimonial may not be representative of the experience of other customers, and the testimonial is no guarantee of future performance or success.
Powering your lives and lighting up your nights, Princeton Electric Plant Board's community spirit shines bright. Entrusted with the glow of our fields, they keep our Tigers' pathways illuminated to victory. A shout-out goes to our Tigers as they roar into a new season. Good luck, Tigers. Here's to a safe and victorious year from your one and only Princeton Electric Plant Board. They're not just a service, they're community.
Feeling under the weather? Visit Princeton Drugstore for quick and easy testing. For only $40, get tested for flu, COVID, or strep. And the pharmacist can write you a prescription on the spot. In about 20 minutes, you can have your diagnosis, prescription, and a school excuse without leaving your car. Why wait at the doctor's office when you can get back to feeling better faster? Come to Princeton Drugs drive-thru today and take the fast lane to recovery. Princeton Drugstore, your quick stop to feeling good again.
Are you overwhelmed when it comes to marketing your business? This is Cindy Allen Lax with the Edge Media Group. And when I started my career 30 years ago, we sold radio. But we are so much more today. We have multiple radio stations and websites. Digital advertising. Well, it's a must for a business, but which direction to go in can be a real challenge. We can help you with that challenge. Let us put our team of experts to work for you. Contact us today at theedgemediagroup.net.
We are back on the Sideline Report here at 1580 103.3 WPKY. Talking soccer now, Kaawa County Boys head coach Cesar Tamaro in the studio with us. And Cesar, welcome to the show. Appreciate you coming in this morning. How's practice going for you guys?
Thanks for having us, Todd. Before I get with the practice, you know, I'm really excited about this season. Really, really excited. Obviously, practices have been a little difficult because of the heat. So we've been having to move practice back a little bit to, you know, try to deal with the heat. But the guys are bought in. And we're doing really well.
Starting your first season as head coach, what made you want to be the head coach of the Tigers soccer team?
Well, I see a team that has a lot of potential. I see a team of a lot of young players that can get this team to new heights. I think, you know, for example, when we just went to the Bluegrass Games, we had a team full of sophomores and freshmen. Only one senior. Well, two, but unfortunately, we had one of our seniors got injured. And then one junior. So, you know, I see the future of this program, and I just want to take it to where it belongs.
And you brought a player with you today.
Yes, I did. This is Kel Tamaro.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, appreciate you coming in. Tell us how practice has gone for you guys, and what's kind of the outlook and the hopes for you guys this season?
Yeah, obviously it's been really hot, so trying to stay hydrated and take care of our bodies. And I'm hoping that we can have a good season this year. Obviously, a bunch of young players, so the future years will be a lot better, hopefully.
Well, talk about the Bluegrass State games just a little bit, because you guys went 2-0-1 up there, a pretty good showing. Tell us about the teams up there and how you guys played.
Yeah, I think we performed pretty well. Obviously, we could have been better on some of those games, but yeah, I think our team was well. We were playing each other, playing the wings, crossing it, assisting, all of that. So I think we got a pretty good team.
Yeah, Coach, what was kind of your approach to the Bluegrass State games? Because technically they're preseason games, but I know some people look at them as sort of practices, and some people go up there and try to win.
Yeah, I mean, we're always trying to win, but what we're trying to do for the Bluegrass games is try to see where our team is. Again, very young players. Players that are just now joining the upper ranks, freshmen for that matter. So we're trying to see where they belong, how they play together, the communication, where is the leadership. So we're trying to do all that. At the same time, we're trying to win. We showed out pretty well. I talked to you a couple months ago. Our principle is going to be attack. We're going to attack a lot, and, you know, that's what we're going to try to do first. And the other teams are going to know that. The you know, can they stop us is what I'm trying to see. So we did really well.
Well, my next question was going to be, what's going to look different with the Tigers soccer team now that you're the head coach?
Well, one of the things, like I said, we're going to be an attacking team. We're going to be decisive when we attack. We're going to take the ball and move it forward really quick. We're going to be direct. We're going to be vertical and score as many goals as we can. Obviously, on the defensive end, we're going to be disciplined, which we always have been disciplined on defense. We're just going to bring more of the attacking side of things.
Now, you guys graduated some good players from last year, but like you said earlier, you got some good young players coming back.
Yeah, we like I mentioned, we have a lot of really good players coming back, a lot of sophomores that have played already varsity, starting varsity, and then we have a lot of freshmen that came in from the middle school that are really, really good. So we're just really excited for the future of this team. We're really excited for this season, because this is the season where we're going to build our principles, make sure they understand what we're trying to do, and move it forward from now on.
Now, you guys got Hopkins County Central last year in the district tournament and got to play in the regional, which was a big deal. In the district, though, what do we have to do to close that gap on Madisonville? Because it seems like those guys just, you know, they lose a great class, but here comes another one right behind them.
Yeah, I think, you know, unfortunately, our problems is numbers. Even this year, we're having a little bit of issues. We had some returning seniors that decided not to come back. Unfortunately, you know, well, naturally, we're disappointed about that. We respect their decision. But, you know, that obviously hurts us when we're trying to close that gap. Mm-hmm. But honestly, I think we will close that gap this season. I'm not sure we'll close it as closely as I expected, but we're going to try our best. And then seasons going forward, I feel really good about this team and what we can do in the district and the region.
Yeah, Cale, how big was that win for you guys against Hopkins Central in the district last year?
Yeah, it was a really big game. 2 years prior, we haven't been, so it felt great to get that win.
When you play a team like a Madisonville or somebody like that, are there things you guys can pick up from what they do?
Yeah, obviously we watch how they move the ball, how they play their wings, cross it, overlapping runs, all of that. And we try to defend that as best as we can, but we also implement some of that into our game as well.
Do playing the good teams like that, does it kind of make you guys better?
Yeah, I think it does. We can see what we do poorly against good teams, and we can try to fix that in practice.
Because Madisonville had a really great year last year, and Coach, I would think if we were going to try to emulate a team, that would be a good one to start with.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm really impressed with the Madisonville program. I know they're a big high school, and they have the numbers to, you know, put a really good team together. But it all comes down to coaching, to philosophy, understanding what they want to do. That's the thing about these really good teams. It's not that they're better than us in terms of talent. It's just they know what they want to do. They understand it really well. They have the leadership to implement it and execute it, and they do it. So that's what we're trying to do with our team.
Yeah, when you look around the second region, though, you've got Madisonville and Henderson, and it feels like everybody's just trying to catch up to those guys.
Yeah, you know, they're really good, yeah. And that's what we're trying to do as well. And I feel very confident in the coming years we're going to get there.
Well, as you look at the district this year, what's kind of your outlook for each team in the district?
Well, in the district, I think Madisonville, of course, is going to continue to be Madisonville. Hopkins Central is also going to be really good, but I think we can match up really well with them. We can match up really well with Madisonville. We just got to execute what we need to do. Obviously, from the physicality standpoint, those teams are a lot bigger. They got a lot more upperclassmen than we do. Of course, pretty much every team does at this point. But I think we, from the talent standpoint and our philosophy, our new attacking philosophy, we can match up real well.
As you look at your schedule this year, are you pretty pleased with how that's set up?
Yeah, I'm pretty pleased with how it's set up. We have a lot more regional teams that we're playing. We're playing a little more games, and we're spread out a little better. Again, unfortunately, our numbers are not where we want it to be, so I think the way this schedule is set up is going to help us out from that standpoint.
Now, do you guys look at the All-A Classic as a big deal? Is that something you kind of shoot for, too?
Absolutely. Yeah, we're trying to win everything, Todd. Yeah. I really mean that. And we're going to try our best to put our best team forward there. So,
we're talking soccer this morning. Kaawah County Boys Head Coach Cesar Tamaro and Cale Tamaro in with studio with us this morning. We need to get to a break on the Sideline Report. We'll come back and have more right after this here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Hi, this is Daniel Ingram with H&R AgriPower. A lot of land comes with a lot of work. The new Kubota MX series has a lot to offer, including the versatility to mow, move hay bales, grade roads, and clear brush and snow. An optional spacious cab to keep you comfortable in all conditions, a front-end loader with excellent loader lift capacity and transmission options, and rated number one in durability and owner experience.
See your Kubota dealer, H&R AgriPower, on Eagle Way in Hopkinsville for a test drive.
It's a proven fact. Going on vacation is really good for your health and happiness. But if money is holding you back from sandy beaches, the mountains, or relaxing by a pool, then you need to visit ABC Finance. They can help get you to that vacation destination you've been dreaming about. They offer loans from $500 to $15,000, and decisions are made quickly, usually within an hour. Your dream vacation is within reach with help from ABC Finance. All loans subject to normal credit approval.
This is Todd Morris at the Hopkinsville ABC Finance location. And this is Courtney Morse at ABC Finance in Princeton.
Whatever location is closest to you, we're here to help make your loan process quick, easy, and stress-free.
We can even consolidate all your loans into one easy payment.
No appointment is needed, walk-ins are welcome, and we can take your application in person, over the phone, or apply online at abcfinanceonline.com.
Be sure to like and follow ABC Finance on Facebook for daily money tips and community info.
All loans subject to normal credit approval.
Whether you're cruising a Kentucky country road or weaving through city streets, Tri-Cues has the perfect vehicle for your next adventure. Discover their friendly team and check out a fantastic lineup of new, pre-owned, and certified pre-owned vehicles. There's something for every style and budget, so you can drive with confidence wherever life leads. At Tri-Cues, you're treated like family from your first test drive to every service visit. Start your journey at Tri-Cues.
Start your Sunday mornings with singing. It's the Sunday Singing starting at 6 on 1580 103.3 online at WPKYOnline.com and your free app. Hello, I'm Ken Cummins.
I am Eddie Boone.
We're your hosts along with these rotating churches: Eighty Creek Baptist, Cedar Bluff Baptist, Lebanon Baptist, Pleasant Hill Baptist, and on the fifth Sunday, the Caldwell Lion Baptist Association. It's the Sunday Singing every Sunday starting at 6 in the morning and repeated at noon on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
What is a tornado watch? How do I prepare for severe weather? What's the best way to get watches and warnings on my phone? Visit the Weather Alert page under the News tab at WPKYOnline.com for answers. Sponsored by Pennyryle Electric.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580 103.3 WPKY. Thanks for tuning in this morning. Talking boys soccer this morning. Caldwell County coach Cesar Tamaro in the studio with us. Also, player Cale Tamaro joining us this morning. And, coach, we mentioned earlier your first year as a head coach, but you're really familiar with the guys on the team.
Oh, absolutely. I have coached many of them when I was in the club team, and we really had a lot of success there. And then when I assisted Coach Tanner on the maybe 2-3 years ahead, I'm very familiar with all of them, what they can do and what they bring to the team.
Now, how much soccer did you play growing up?
Oh, I played since I was probably 3 years old all the way till I graduated. So I went to college, Brescia, played for a little bit there, and, you know, then starting being grown up, I guess. So,
well, talk about this year's team a little bit. You mentioned earlier not a lot of seniors on this team, but some really good-looking underclassmen.
Yeah, again, what I mentioned, it is my philosophy has always been that we're going to attack, and we're going to attack vertically, decisively, and quickly. So I'm very excited about that team. As a matter of fact, on the Bluegrass games, from the attacking standpoint, we missed a whole lot more goals than we even made. So I'm very excited with that prospect and see what they can do when we start finishing these goals. But from the standpoint of our attack, there wasn't a defender there that could really stop our, especially our attacking wings. They looked really, really good. And unfortunately, you know, I mentioned to you that we have one of our seniors, Trayvon Copeland. He was going to be a key part of that attack as a wing back or as a left back, that he was going to just join the attack every time we came up. Unfortunately, he had an injury that we suspect could be season ending, but hopefully not. So that's a heartbreaking blow for us. So I just want to highlight him because he was definitely a leader, a quiet leader. He just went by his actions, and we follow him because he just was a great teammate.
Well, and certainly your two boys, Cale and Colin, yep, a big part of that offensive attack for you guys.
Yeah, obviously Colin is a absolutely tremendous player. All region last year. He's very difficult to stop. He's very shifty, he's very quick, and he knows what he wants to do with the ball, which is attack and go forward with it. Cale is going to be our number 10. He's going to be the heart of the team in terms of tactically deciding where the ball is going to move, and hopefully he can communicate really well with his teammates to where the ball goes through him forward.
Yeah. Cale, do you guys feel like you're pretty familiar with each other out there on the field, and what's it kind of like playing with your brother?
Yeah, it's awesome. Obviously, we've played together all our lives, so we know each other really well, know what we want to do with it, and we can just play each other and try to make something happen.
Now, when did you guys decide you wanted to play soccer?
I don't think I really decided. I think that my parents put me into it. But after I played for a little bit, I think I really fell in love with it. And I just love it.
Now, do you watch a lot of soccer?
Oh, yeah. I watch soccer all the time. The Club World Cup was this summer. We watched most of those games. We had our team, some of our team, at our house to watch the finals. So it was good.
What are some pointers maybe you pick up when watching those games?
Obviously, the communication. Like when COVID was happening, they couldn't have fans in the stadiums, and you could go back and watch videos of the players. You can hear them communicating all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, Cesar, is that a big thing for you guys to talk on offense and defense?
Yeah, that's one of the things we need to improve as a team. Again, just a very young team, so it's kind of difficult to throw a player like that into the Wolves then, if you would. But from the communication standpoint, that's one of the things that can definitely alleviate some of these struggles.
Yeah.
When you can communicate with your teammate, understand where he's at, and maybe if he's not in position, you can, you know, direct him that way. So that's definitely can help our struggles.
What are the big things you guys are working on right now as you get ready for a new season?
Right now we're working on our defense. Right now our defense is really, really good defense talent-wise, but right now we just have a little bit of holes that we have to patch in from the standpoint of tactically patch them in. We're going to continue to get better in attack, and then our midfield, so Kale, Landon, and Kobe, we need to make sure they understand each other's position, they don't get in each other's way, and kind of spread out the attack as we move forward. And then, obviously, the basics, communication, passing, proper weight, all that thing. Yeah. So,
obviously, the Bluegrass State Games was big for you guys. You get to play three matches, and you still have two more scrimmages. So those things really help as you guys kind of build toward the season.
Yeah, and we're going to take advantage of that. We're trying to see where to place these players in the best possible position for their talents and their skills. So these games are going to help us out to determine that and to see ultimately who is going to be the leaders of this team, the captains.
Now, do you guys kind of have a goal or anything for this upcoming season, or is it just one match at a time?
Yeah, one match at a time. It's always been my philosophy to go one match at a time, but we're going to win. That's what we're trying to do, and we're going to try to outscore our opponents. That's what we're going to try to do, and hopefully we can do it.
What are you guys doing to try to beat the heat? Because it seems like it just keeps getting hotter and hotter every day.
Oh, it is really hot out there. And, you know, for somebody out of shape like me, it's even more difficult than these guys. These guys are actually in very good shape. But what we're doing is we're trying to move practices later in the day so we can, you know, at least avoid some of these really hot spells.
What would be a great season for you guys?
Well, I mean, obviously, we want to win. That's what we're after. But for me, as long as this team improves and gets better as the season goes on, understand what they want to do and what we want to do as a coaching staff, and then build some leaders out of this group, I think that's a successful season. Obviously, we want to put some more wins than losses and move forward and get past, you know, where we always stop.
Well, I appreciate you guys coming in this morning, and good luck this season, and we'll be talking as the season goes along.
All right. Yeah, thank you. And real quickly, if I could mention my new coaching staff, we're very excited about these three new coaches that have joined me. They all have played here at Colwell, Landon Hawkins, Ryan Frisch, and Daniel Childress. They're very familiar with the program. They have played and coach here, so they know what it means to wear the blue and gold, and I'm excited to have them.
Hopefully, we're in for a big season.
Yeah, I'm ready for it.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thank you, Todd.
Cesar Tamayo, the new boys soccer head coach at Caldwell County, and player Kale Tamayo in the studio with us this morning. Also appreciate Caldwell County football coaches Aaron McClung and Bradley Stallings for stopping by this morning. That's going to wrap us up for this edition of the Sideline Report. This is Todd Griffin of WPKY Radio and your SportsEdge.com. Thanks a lot for being with us here on 1580 103.3. WPKY.
WPKY, Princeton.